Welcome to Good for Kids.
In today's meditation, we will understand the journey of a snowflake. Imagine that you are wrapped in a fuzzy scarf, jacket, and winter hat. Your hands are covered in the hand-knit mittens that your grandmother gifted to you last Christmas. As you step outside and leave the warmth of your home behind, snow begins to fall ever so gently. You put your hands out and a single snowflake falls into your hand as you analyze the creation of God. The season's first snowfall is very exciting. Even if it doesn't snow where you live, you have to admit that snowflakes are very cool and fascinating. And once you have enough wet snow, you can make snowballs, an igloo, a fort, or even a snowman. But don't forget the carrot for his nose. There are a couple of things that need to happen in order for snowflakes to form. For snow to form, the temperature in the atmosphere must be at or below freezing. That is 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. Snow begins to form high up in the atmosphere, where it is cold enough for water vapor to freeze into ice crystals. This water vapor begins as tiny water droplets in the clouds. Just imagine that your pillow is a cloud, and the water vapor condenses, changing from a gas to a liquid, then solid, such as ice. The vapor is condensed directly into ice, forming a microscopic ice crystal. As the ice crystal falls through the cloud, water vapor continues to freeze on its surface. Take a minute to take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. As this process compounds, the snowflake forms into a six-sided structure, just like a sweet honeycomb, but much cooler. Did you know that water has two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom? And when frozen, it naturally forms a hexagonal pattern. The attraction between the positive hydrogen atoms and negative oxygen atoms in water molecules creates hydrogen bonds that act as best friends, clinging to one another. This friendship further enforces its hexagonal structure. Take a moment to take a deep breath in and out, relaxing your shoulders and clearing your mind of any negative thought. However, no two snowflakes are identical. It is because of tiny variations in their structure. Each snowflake embarks on a unique journey through the cloud, manifesting its own unique ice crystal structure, just like you. Even if you have a twin, you are unique and you are God's child. The twins may have the same DNA or the same genealogical blueprint, but their personalities are never the exact same. Take a moment to bask in the unique nature of God's creation. This is called manifold design, and our Father in heaven finds beauty in diversity. Take a deep breath in and out. Once a snowflake becomes heavy enough, it begins to fall gently to the ground. Its shape might change depending on the temperature or collisions with other snowflakes. Snowflakes can fall to the ground even with temperatures as high as 37 degrees. If the air above is cold and dry enough. In very dry conditions, snowflakes can turn directly from ice to vapor before reaching the ground, even if the temperatures are near freezing. Just like a snowflake needs certain conditions to fall to the ground, you might need certain things to help you relax, like a warm bath, your favorite pair of pajamas, or your favorite scented candle. Inhale deeply through your nose and out slowly through your mouth. With each breath, place your hand on your stomach, watching it rise, then fall. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalms 51 and 7. Listening to the freezing conditions of a snowflake might make you want an extra blanket. Just as a snowflake starts its journey in the clouds and falls slowly to the ground, allow yourself to drift off into a state of deep relaxation. May your thoughts be filled with snow-filled clouds that drop whimsical snowflakes that cover the ground like a blanket. May your thoughts be filled with peace and clarity.